But as you well know, the founders created checks and balances, divided or, you know, a balanced government, three branches. If you're Mitch McConnell, who just got elected, if you return, I understand it's a thought experiment, with a Republican majority, they're going to say there was no agenda. There was no public mandate for public option. There was no mandate for raising taxes $4 trillion. The country allowed us to retain the Senate.
Yeah, the structure of the Senate is such, for better or for worse, that you can have a Senate majority that disagrees with the majority of the American people. But then Mitch McConnell's going to have a decision to make. Is his purpose in Washington to defy the American people, who, along with the president and the House of Representatives, will believe in expanding, not taking away health care, ensuring that the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes instead of slashing their taxes no matter what, raising wages, treating climate change as real? In other words, Mitch McConnell is going to have to decide whether he wants to help move this country forward and influence progress, or whether he wants to stop progress. If he chooses to do that, I'm fearful not only that the Republican Party would pay a devastating price politically, but that the American people would pay a price that we can't afford to pay, because we need action.
Well, let's talk about a much more serious and more immediate conflict. President Trump, as you know, continues to say that this election is stolen, that there was rampant fraud, and he intends to pursue legal challenges, he says, starting Monday in courts across the country. Here is the president.
Historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers, and the pollsters got it knowingly wrong.
How much harder will it be for President-elect Biden to keep his pledge to bring the country together if President Trump continues to say and to contest the legitimacy of this election?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons you see the president-elect already reaching out to those who didn't vote for him. And he didn't just say, give me a chance, or just say, I'm going to give you a chance. He said, let's give each other a chance. And that's an example of how he's beginning the work of healing the nation right away, not wasting any time to do it. Look, even in these last days of his presidency, the current president has a chance to show leadership, to act as the person who loses every presidential election in our history has done, and do his part to help move this country forward and bring us together. We've not seen that so far.
And
that's unfortunate.